the first act, I think it's pronounced Cthauhaus, and it rhymes with Bauhaus.
Yeah, exactly. I have a Chihuahua, so at first glance, I wanted this name to be a Chihuahua pun, but instead it's a Bauhaus pun, and it's pretty cool. I like it. She's got a single black rose in her rearview mirror. A white tank top with glistening sweat. She was a platinum blonde with a mischievous smile. A single black rose in the rearview mirror. She's one of a kind. She's liquid starshine.
And so this is Ugin Hunter and friends. I think Rev sometimes works with him as well.
Yeah, I like this. I like this a lot. You know, the Ugin Hunter and or Rev really, you know, came out in the best way. I thought, like, the simplicity of the song is kind of vaguely reminiscent of Bauhaus, but, you know, it kind of starts out more like the Pixies until the vocals come in, and then it's sort of its own thing. And, yeah, I liked it a lot. I think it takes guts and confidence to do verse lyrics that don't rhyme, and they deliver that in this song. So, yeah, I liked it.
What'd you think, Paco?
I liked it a lot, too. And I liked it more after a few listens. At first, I was like, oh, this is kind of dry, and it's moving along at a good pace or whatever, but it's almost like too dry. But then I heard it again, I said, oh, I like where this gets to in the middle. It's kind of sure of itself, and it's moving at a confident stride. And I thought, again, first of Pixies in that lead guitar tone, too, Santiago-like. And but I also almost could have heard, like, a very mellow BLT doing something like that, which I thought was cool, as far as comparisons go. But somewhere later in the song, I was hoping it was like one of the last verses. And this is probably something I would have done, which doesn't mean it's right or whatever, but I just heard it like going up like a full tone, you know, in the verse progression. I was like, gong, 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 you know, just something a little angular, but I always kind of had a hankering for that anyways. But I really liked it a lot. I thought it was better after repeated listens, which you wouldn't think for something so straightforward and dry, perhaps.
Yeah. I really like this one, too, and I immediately got that Pixies vibe. Something about the way the drum and the bass and that Joey Santiago guitar all came together. I was just waiting for Kim Deal to start singing at me, but didn't quite happen.
Good vocals, too.
Yeah, but one thing that I noticed about the vocals is that I thought that they were pretty much the same all the way through, and there wasn't a lot of change-up. Like, they're doubled, and it doesn't really change. You get the same vocal sound from verse to chorus and to verse.
True.
Also, there's, like, a line in the verse, that line about the rose in the rearview mirror, the black rose in the rearview mirror, which I think is a cool line and a cool idea, but it gets repeated twice in each verse. And so, like, you know, it's just, like, more the non-variation. And there's not a lot of change in instrumentation or melody or feel or dynamics between the verse and the chorus. So I think there's room for improvement there and just changing things up. But I also like this, too. I love the way he sings, like, lines like about the, you know, eclectic mix on the cassette deck and the pale silhouette. I just thought those were really cool lines and really delivered well. Good stuff, but I think it could have used a little bit more variation.
Yeah, maybe that's what I thought of when it was chugging along in the middle. It hit its stride and maybe it wore it off or something.
I had a really petty criticism, which is I think the lead guitar should have been tuned.
Did it sound out of tune to you?
It did. Some of those notes that are held, it's just kind of like, you can bend that up or you can tune your guitar. You know, it's fine the way it is. I'm still enjoying it. I still voted for it. Very, very happily voted for it. But, you know, there's knobs at the top of your guitar for something. You know.
Use the knobs.
Give them a turn.
Yes, exactly.
Give them a turn, buddy.